As you know, I've been predicting the total collapse and fall of Western civilization. It's coming to an end. And I've been greeted with a little bit of skepticism about that, but I wanted to share with you a perfect example today of why this is happening and the stupidity of Western nations in accelerating their own demise. So here's the situation. You probably know, or at least you can find this reported in mainstream media, that Russian natural gas flows to Germany have plunged by 60%. And that's out of Gazprom, the natural gas exporter from Russia. Now, Germany obviously cannot survive with a 60% reduction in natural gas energy. They can't survive the coming winter. They won't be able to heat their homes and buildings and run industry and the power grid and everything else that they need. So the German economy will collapse. It will be worse than World War II on Germany if they don't replace this gas. They got to get the gas flowing. So then you wonder, well, why is the gas flow reduced by 60%? So number one, first of all, Germany and other Western nations have, of course, sanctioned Russia, and they have used the SWIFT system to cut off most Russian banks from being able to engage in transactions. However, Gazprom is still allowed to function because, of course, they need the gas. So that's not the reason for this, but it's part of the surrounding ecosystem that you need to understand, that Russia is under economic attack by the West. But the real reason for the reduction in the gas flows, according to Russia, which, of course, that's where the gas originates, that's where the equipment is to, you know, purify the gas, compress it, and push it through the pipelines. Well, it turns out that this Nord Stream 1 pipeline was built, you know, many years ago, and it was a joint venture between Russian companies and German companies and some other, a few other smaller investors. And this pipeline uses equipment that's made in Germany by the German conglomerate known as Siemens, right? You've heard of Siemens, right? Big in all kinds of systems control, you know, pipelines and valves and electronics and, you know, all kinds of things, right? Big industrial company, Siemens. So there's a problem with one of the engines that compresses and pushes the natural gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. And this engine is made by Siemens. And there's a part that Russia needs for this engine to function. And this part, which is made by Siemens, is reportedly only made in a Siemens-owned manufacturing facility that's located in Canada. Now, Canada has joined the Western nations in declaring economic warfare against Russia. So Canada will not allow the part to be exported out of Canada and sent to Russia. So Germany can't get natural gas, which means it can't run its economy, can't heat the buildings in the coming winter, because Canada won't allow the parts to be exported to Russia, the parts that Russia needs to get the natural gas exports back online. And this whole situation is created by the West. It's created by Germany and Canada, the United States and other nations carrying out economic warfare against Russia. And so, of course, what you're seeing here is how Western nations are committing suicide by trying to hurt Russia at all costs. Like, there's nothing they won't do to try to hurt Russia, even if it means, you know, shooting off their own faces, I guess. That's how crazy it is. So you know how, well, the Western nations tried to crash the Russian ruble with these economic sanctions, and then the ruble has now recovered and has become the strongest, most rapidly gaining currency of the year. The ruble is stronger than ever, and that's because of the West. The West wanted to cut off supplies or revenues from Russia, and so they thought they could sanction Russia and make that happen. Well, what actually happened? Energy prices skyrocketed around the world, allowing Russia to earn more money while exporting smaller volumes of energy products such as oil and natural gas. So Russia is raking in extra billions of dollars while the West is paying the highest gas and diesel prices that have ever been recorded in history. So who's winning and who's losing in this equation? Well, Russia is winning America is losing. Canada is losing. The UK is losing. Germany is losing. And so then just to double down and triple down on the suicidal insanity, now Canada says, you know, we're not going to export the parts to Russia that Germany needs to get gas from Russia. So tough luck, Germany. I mean, I guess that's the message from Trudeau. And Russia's like, oh, well, we'll sell the gas to somebody else. I'm pretty sure India needs gas. Pretty sure China needs gas. Pretty sure, you know, Turkey needs gas. And then on top of all of that, you've got America and Western nations deliberately shutting down their own energy infrastructure while claiming to be transitioning to a green economy that does not exist. This is more suicidal insanity. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, we're going to shut down all the drilling, shut down the pipelines, shut down the refineries, shut down the nuclear power plants, too. That's happening. We're going to shut all this stuff down. And by doing so, we're going to force people to go green. Except there's no option to go green because the green infrastructure does not exist. The green technology does not exist to achieve this. You understand? Does not exist. So all that they're going to do is commit economic suicide in the West and drive food prices through the roof and farming costs through the roof and crush logistics and crush the economy and on and on. So this is the stupidity of Western civilization, which is now run by the most idiotic, cognitively retarded fascists and morons that you could ever imagine. They are dumber than dumb. They are like suicidal maniacs who will kill themselves, but they'll kill you too, you see. They'll kill off all of Western civilization with their incredible stupidity. This is the way they operate, and this is who's running Canada. This is who's running the United States. This is who's running the UK and France and Germany and on and Greece. It's just, it's endless, right? So, you know, we're talking about how China and Russia are gearing up for a war against America. They may not even need to wage a war. They may only just need to sit back and watch America destroy itself. You know, thanks to Democrats and left-wing lunatics and libtards and LGBT child groomers and pedophiles and, you know, election riggers, which is what the Democrat Party now stands for. America is being destroyed right before our eyes, right in front of us. And at this pace, there won't be a country left by the end of 2025, which has, by the way, been one of my predictions for many years now. Probably for at least 5 years, I've been predicting that the America as we know it will cease to exist before the end of 2025. And now here we are in 2022, and it's all coming down 3 years early. Right? It begs the question, will we have America by 2024? Or what happens even in 23 next year? Do we even make it to the midterms this year with this kind of just complete idiocy of cutting off the supply chain of all the things that we need in Western nations in order to function as part of, you know, modern civilization? It's truly incredible. So keep all this in mind, folks. When the leaders of these Western nations are always looking for somebody to blame, they have nobody to blame but themselves. It's not Putin's fault that the leaders of Germany are retarded morons. You know, it's not Putin's fault that Joe Biden is a cognitively retarded dementia patient who probably wears diapers in the fake Oval Office soundstage. That's not Putin's fault. That's the fault of the fascist Democrats who stole the election and who went along with all this and who tried to shut down the entire energy infrastructure in order to plunge our world into collapse and destitution. They're all Satanists, by the way. That's the real force behind all of this. But keep all this in mind, folks. This is really happening. Stay tuned. Hear more of my interviews and podcasts on my channel on Brighteon.com. It's called HR Report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. God bless America, or at least what's left of it. We'll talk to you again soon.